Hello and happy holidays and welcome, holiday friend, to the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I am the aforementioned Spooky Chris. Welcome to my podcast. You can find all of my podcasts and all kinds of cool, interesting, weird stuff at spookychris.com. I have a new found footage review up. I have lots of those. Big seller on the site. Big seller. I have links to my books, all the links to my podcasts. I have well over 100 podcasts. If you are looking to kill some holiday time, friend, I'm right there with you. And I can get you through it. Being it's the holidays, I summoned up a holiday story for the year, and I thought I would share it with you. So, fair warning, it's a rough draft, because, you know, I wrote it yesterday, and it only needs to be a rough draft until I put it into a book or something. So, I mean, I love you, but not that much, girl. So, in honor of the holidays, I am bringing to you a short story called Never Ending. As the year passed, the days became a blur for him that were only counted by the slow degeneration of a corpse of a big pretty dog on the side of the highway he passed on his way to work. He had a job that he worked to pay the bills. He had a small apartment because he didn't need more, and he kept his circle to his coworkers because he didn't need baggage. He had never known his family, tossed between one to another in a system that had no understanding what children needed beyond food and clothes. He wasn't angry. He had just realized that his place in the world was exactly where he was, doing what he was doing, and no more than that. Maybe he was jaded. Maybe he had settled. He just knew that there was no fairy tale, there was no magic, and sometimes things just were what they were. The only change that ever happened in his life was when he started to grow a beard come summer, something his office mates never failed to notice or make mention of year after year. He wasn't sure why he grew it. He just reached a point in the year when he knew it was beard time, so he grew the beard and kept it through the end of the year and shaved it all on New Year's Day. That was his one resolution every year, to get rid of the damned itchy beard, which had grown down to his chest by then. Once, his boss had called him in to talk to him about his appearance, and he was clever enough to remind the woman that there was nothing in the employee manual about beards. And she didn't know what to say to that, so he gave her a smile and a wink, and that was that. He was a good employee. She was a new boss, and the fact that there was a lot of turnover in his department meant that if he left, they'd be damned hard-pressed to make their quotas, and Lord knows quotas mattered more than anything else. And if there was one thing he was good at, it was motivating a team. The days passed, the weeks passed, the months passed. The body of dog reduced to less and less and less and was gone by the time it was winter and the first snowflakes were falling. The holidays depressed him. The false happiness, the forced joy, and the pretending that the sins, the pain, the ache of the other 11 months didn't count. Only some glitter, some shiny paper, and the lies of the season were what mattered. There was no magic. There was only 365 days of drudgery in one day of make-believe and nonsense. Christ almighty! He was the last to leave work on the 24th of December, sitting at his desk for the last 2 hours, refusing the insistence of even his boss to call it a day. He watched as everyone left one by one, and then the last drove by three, laughing and talking about the holiday to come. He sat there alone and waited and waited and waited until he finally really was alone. And then the tears started to fall. He wasn't sure why, but he couldn't stop crying. He hated it. He hated this time of year and everything about it. But all he had to do was get through it. He took a deep breath. He got up and he went to the bathroom. And there, in the small space, were waiting three small men.
"Come along, then,"
one said, thick brows furrowed. The men were dressed in furry green suits with long red hats atop their heads. Their faces were hidden behind long gray whiskers, and they seemed impatient as their feet tapped the tiled floor in unison.
I don't
Christ! This again!
Another of them said. The three nearly identical.
Yes, this again! You know that. That's part of the deal. This.
The third said, waving their arms around.
Yes. The rules!
Another said.
I wouldn't call ancient rites handed down from the three mystics rules, but do as you will.
What's going on? Who the hell are you guys? What's happening?
He felt his mind reeling. He felt the world shifting beneath him. He looked at himself in the mirror of the bathroom, and the man reflected back was wearing a bright red suit and white fur trim and big green buttons. Atop their head was a long, fur-trimmed green hat, and the man in the suit was him, and it was familiar. He had seen this before. He felt sick. He bent forward and vomited a fountain of white onto the ground, and in it were cookie chunks.
Oh, Christ!
What? Jesus Christ!
Oh, older magic than that, Santa. Much older. But you know that. Now then, are you ready?
He shook his head. No. He opened his mouth, his beard wet and filled with cookie chunks, and started to laugh.
Ho!
He reached his arms out and shook them, and then shook his head, and as he did, his clothes fell away, and around his nude body appeared the red suit with white fur. His body was tingling. His mind was on fire.
Come along, Santa. It's time to get you home. Your time's done here this year. At least for now. Time to get back home.
He nodded and reached out and put his hand on the shoulder of one of the little men.
I don't want to come back here. Please don't make me come back, he begged.
He didn't want to come back to the human world. He didn't want to live with the pain, the confusion, this unlife. His real life and family are forgotten, lost to a spell from the dark days, lost so he could live the human life and remember what it was like to be a man, so he could remember what the meaning of Christmas was. He hated it. His body felt like it was on fire and his hands were tingling. He closed his eyes and saw snowflakes everywhere. He smiled without meaning to.
You know the rules, or the rites. It has to be this way. You have to have a foot in both worlds. You have to be human and God. You have to, or everything is lost. Would you give away Christmas for this? For a little discomfort?
One of the little men asked, waving his small arms around, as if humanity were a bother. A suit one could take on and take off. As you wished.
Please, I don't want to come back.
Come on, let's go home. Come on, Santa. Your family wants to see you and spend time with you before it's time to leave tonight.
Please,
the man begged. The three little men reached out and took hold of the man's suit, and together they nodded their heads, and the four of them were gone. And in their place was the scent of peppermint and some glitter on the floor. The end. That was my story, Never Ending. So with that, I will wish you a very happy whatever your holiday of choice is. Or if you don't celebrate, then hey, just got a weird little story for free. I hope you are well. I hope you have whatever kind of joy ahead that these weird little days of ours can bring. Again, my name's Chris Ringler. I am the one and only Spooky Chris. You can find all my stuff at spookychris.com. I will talk to you sooner than you think, my friend. Take care.